We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, and we look forward to spending the next half hour with you. One of the reasons that we can do this is because of the fine folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538, Dennis and Carla. And their team there can help you get up and running. If your air conditioning system is not up to par, you can give them a call. Or if you got electrical issues, they do all of those three fields, heating, air conditioning, and electrical. They go all throughout the county. Air conditioning systems, they work on outside units as well as air handlers, as well as package units. If you have a mobile home or mini split system, whatever you might have, give them a call. Here's the number you need to write down. In fact, if you aren't having air conditioning problems, but you might not have been pleased with your last company, I want you to write down this number for future reference. That's area code 321-632-9538, and they will get you up and running and keep you cool, because I have a feeling hot weather is on the way sooner or later. Hopefully it's a little bit later, but I have a feeling it might be sooner. So give them a call, 632-9538. We want to take this opportunity to invite you out to our services this week. I am planning on preaching the third message in a series that I have been doing at the church. This last week, I preached a message on Christians on the offense. And for the past 2 weeks, we have Facebook lived our services. And so if you are unable to get out, if you like us on Facebook, Merritt Assembly of God, you can like us on there and you can log in. We've got some people who cannot make it out of two services, and so they're able to tune in to Facebook and see that part of the service. We don't have the license to broadcast our praise and worship, and you can also see our Facebook announcements, are things that are coming up. Listen, we have a kids conference that is coming up March 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th with the Lusher family. They have been with us a number of times before, some of the most phenomenal children's ministry that you will find any place. It is high energy. It is high tech. The kids absolutely love it. There's all sorts of things that go on. And we encourage you to come out. It'll start at 6:30 each of those nights, 6:30 Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. If you have kids, grandkids, neighbor kids that you can bring to church, listen, we believe that the Word of God invested in kids' lives will sow dividends very quickly. I do want to let you know, because of some issues that came up, we will not be having our Sunday night service this week. And then the following Sunday night is our annual business meeting, where we are going to be celebrating what God has done. And so we got a couple of busy weeks ahead of us, but we are very thankful for the strength, the energy, and the wonderful folks at Merritt Assembly of God that God has blessed this community with. So, with that being said, we are going to get back into the declarations that we've been sharing that Pastor Craig Groeschel has compiled. And I've been adding and subtracting and putting some additional emphasis on these. So it's taking a long time. I could have read the list to you real quick and you could have written down part of them. I do want to tell you, if you'd like a copy of this list, you can contact us at Merritt Assembly of God. You can either mail us. You can call us at 321-454-4263. You can email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. You can leave us, you can mail us a request for it. We will send this information to you. They made it available to churches for free. There's a list from Christine Kane, who wrote a book called Live Unashamed. Then Pastor Craig Groeschel out of Oklahoma, he made this list available. So if these would be a blessing to you, let us know. We made several copies, and we have them available free of charge for you. Now, I told our church this, and I want to tell you this, and these are not magic words. They are not an incantation. All of these are predicated upon a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you just read these statements, and you could even believe them in your heart, but you do not have that relationship with Jesus, then you're just reading some words on a page. These are, however, tools. They are words of life. If you are a child of God, these will disarm the power of the enemy in your life. They will equip you to understand who you are, what you are placed on earth to do, and it will cause you to walk in truth and power and integrity. So let's get back to the list. I want to start with you today in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is kind of known as the weeping prophet. He was also the one who wrote the book of Lamentations. And if I can read just a little bit out of John or Jeremiah chapter 1, because there are some wonderful truths in Jeremiah here. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5, says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." And if I can drop down to verse number 11, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Jeremiah, what do you see?' And I said, 'I see a branch of an almond tree.' Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.'" So let's look back at verse number 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And so the declaration that Pastor Craig has put together is here: I'm known by God even before I was born. God knows you. He knows all that there is to know about you. He knows your DNA. He knows your height, your weight. He knows the number of hairs you have on your head. And as I like to say, he even knows your natural hair color. I remember having a conversation with a lady, and most of the women her age, I had seen some gray hair, and I was having a conversation. I said, I've never seen you with gray hair. And her response said, "And you never will." And she was using some dye to help cover up what was natural there. But God knows you in your innermost being. He knew you before you were born. And it's words like this that long before there were 4D ultrasounds or high-tech ultrasounds or all of those things that we could cause to be able to see inside of the womb and say, you know what? That is not just a mass of tissue. That is an actual living human being that's in there that deserves to live. God was telling Jeremiah, I've known you before you ever came into existence. He said, "Before you were born, I sanctified you." The word sanctified, it's a big religious word. It literally means set apart. But more than just set apart, it means to set apart for a holy purpose. And so you and I, we need to realize that God knows us, and in spite of all of our shortcomings and all of our failures, all of our disappointments, he knows the thoughts, the intents we have in our heart. He knows everything there is, and he loves us anyway. And he says, "I have set you apart." He told Jeremiah, he said, for Jeremiah, he said, "I ordained you a prophet to the nations." I ordained you a prophet, a spokesperson for God. A prophet was more than someone who just told the future. You know, he wasn't just a fortune teller. A prophet of God is one who calls people back into relationship with God. And it's an interesting declaration here because it is not Jeremiah is just a prophet for the nation of Judah. Israel has already been taken into captivity by Assyria by the time Jeremiah comes on the scene. He says, I've called you to be a prophet to the nations. In other words, there was an invitation not just to the Jewish people, but to all the nations of the world. Jeremiah has been formed by me intentionally for this purpose. The book of Acts, it says that God created us with the same intent. He knows the times and the places by which we are at which we are supposed to live. You are not a cosmic accident. You were not a relational accident. You are formed on purpose for a divine purpose. And so I want you to understand that if there's a lot of people in society right now that said, if you knew me, you wouldn't like me as much as you think you would. And so I want to tell you, you and I, we have to be real. We also have to be cautious in making sure that we understand the people that we are making ourselves known to. It said of Jesus in the New Testament that he knew what was in the heart of man, and therefore he did not entrust himself to those people. And so I want you to understand God knows you. He loves you. He's formed you on purpose. You and I, we need to be authentic. We need to be genuine. We need to appreciate the holy calling that God has for us. There is not just a holy calling for the prophet or for the pastor or the teacher or the evangelist. There is a calling for everybody in the body of Christ. God knows you. He knows exactly where you are right now. The reason I wanted to read verses 11 and 12 to you, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see the branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. In the New King James Version here, it emphasizes that the time is at hand that God is ready to perform the word, the promises that he has made. In the New International Version, it says something slightly different. It says, I'm watching over my word to see that it is fulfilled. And I always liked that concept that God not only dispatches his word verbally, when he sends forth that word, it's going to strike its mark. It's not going to miss its mark. It's going to impact exactly the target that it needs to impact. And that's one of the reasons why the devil will try and prevent people from hearing the word of God is because when they are exposed to God's word has a way of penetrating the calluses of the heart, the disappointments, the heartaches, the fortresses that we tend to erect to defend ourselves. God's word has the ability to penetrate every deception and send the darkness scurrying in retreat. God's word. And God sends forth that word. He sends it with accuracy. He sends it forth with power. He sends it forth with life. But he also watches over it to make sure that it's going to come to pass. And so when I have a promise from God, that is one of the verses that I go to, and it's like, okay, I'm not going to neglect this. I know God is going to watch over it. God is going to bring it to pass. And so today, you are known by God. You were created by God for a purpose. It really helps to know what that purpose is, which involves listening to God and being discipled. It's very important for that. And then you say, you know what? If God's watching over this word, that's not reason for me to take off. It is also a reason for me to watch over and strive to accomplish this. In Hebrews chapter 13, we're going to move on to the next point, Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, and then we're going to take you back to Matthew chapter 28. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? And then Matthew chapter 28, and verse number 18. And it says there, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. What I wanted to share with you from this passage is that you are not alone. God is with you. Now, sometimes it helps if there is a person that goes with you. It helps, relieve some anxiety. There is wisdom in going out on kingdom business in pairs. That's the way that Jesus did it. He sent them out two by two. So, there's a lot of wisdom in that. There's protection. The ability to have a good return on your work. But this promise that you are not alone is more than there's just somebody that's a silent partner with you on the journey. This truth is you are not alone because God is with you. God is with you. If I go with you, there's some things that I might not be able to help you with. If you put me in charge of certain things, that could be wise in some areas. It could be disastrous in some other areas. But when you have God with you, he is an expert in every field. There is not an attack of the enemy that he cannot defend you. There's not an ambush that can be set that is going to surprise him. God is with you. And so in Matthew 28, when we look at that, we can see that the reason that we can go is because the person who has been given all authority in heaven and on earth is traveling with us. He is also he's not only the one commanding us to go, he's telling us what our mission is, and that is making disciples and baptizing them and teaching them. Okay? So it is more than just saying a prayer. We are not in the business of making converts. We are in the business of making disciples. And you know that growing, the name of this program is the Refresh Radio Program. The truths that we're sharing today, these can be some of the most refreshing truths, because a lot of times in our society right now, people are being told that they're just a biological accident. They are literally a statistical anomaly, that how in the world could man even exist? And even though he does exist, there is no real purpose for his existence other than just existing. But God comes along and says, no, I formed you intentionally. You are a custom design. I created you with an eternal purpose. I set you apart for a holy assignment. And he said, I loved you so much that I sought you out, I chose you, I called you, and I am equipping you, and I'm going to go on the journey with you, and you are not alone. What a tremendous, tremendous truth that is there. My favorite scriptural representation of this is in the book of Revelation. And it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 9, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book, send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. The Isle of Patmos was a prison island. It was a barren place. It was a place, and John was sent there. He was sent there with one assignment, and that was to die. He had one responsibility as far as the Roman government was concerned, and that was, John, we are sending you to Patmos to where you can no longer spread the teachings of Jesus Christ. You've got one assignment. Go there and die. There's nobody else on the island. He's completely and totally isolated, completely cut off, except for one thing. You cannot erect a barrier that can prevent the Lord Jesus Christ from reaching you wherever you are. You are not alone today. I don't care if you are sitting in a room all by yourself. If you have not seen another human being for quite some time, you are not alone. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And all of a sudden, instead of fulfilling the Roman mission, which was just to go and live out his last days in solitude and no longer have any impact on the church, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him. There were letters that were written that he was commanded to write, prophecies that have been a blessing to the church. And instead of positioning him for no more effect, they actually positioned him to where he had a supernatural encounter with God that is still blessing the church today. If you don't believe me, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and come and open the door, I will come in with him and sup with him and he with me. That has been a promise of great comfort for a number of years, that God is longing for fellowship with you and for me. And there's nothing, it talks about a lot of challenges that some churches were facing. There were some that were going great, but they had moral challenges. There were others that were facing real physical challenges, but their spiritual life was commended by God. God knew what was going on in all of the churches, and he knew what was going on in John's life. And he said, John, I've got an encounter for you that is going to be touching people for thousands of years. You are not alone. Just because you may not be able to hang around with other people does not mean that your influence is meant to diminish. I believe that even though Billy Graham is on up there in years, that his influence is still being felt today. I've got people in my life that even though they may not be able to get out, their influence is still being utilized by God to be a blessing for people. And so I want to encourage you today. Let me take you back to Hebrews chapter 13, because there's not only the Great Commission aspect of it, but there's also verse number 5, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The presence of the Lord Jesus Christ should create in us a great deal of contentment. He says, conduct yourself without covetousness. Coveting is when I see something that somebody else has and I want it, and I'm willing to allow that thing to take root in my heart to such an extent that it changes my behavior. And so a lot of times people say, well, it doesn't change my behavior, so therefore it's not that big of an issue. But God says, I want you to be content with the things that you have, and because of that contentment, you can say, you will all of a sudden begin to declare things boldly. You can always look for things that you do not have. But God did not ask Moses, what don't you have? He said, what is that in your hand? And he said, it's a staff. He said, I can use that for my glory. And it doesn't matter whether it's living or dead. Aaron had a rod, and it was put into the presence of God. And overnight in the presence of God, a rod with no roots, a rod with no source of nutrition, other than just being in the supernatural presence of God, that night budded, blossomed, and produced almonds all in one night. A lot of the other rods that were in the same position, they did not experience the favor that God did. God was demonstrating, I have chosen you. What would you do if you knew that God was leading you, if God had formed you for such a purpose? Would it not be wise to step out in obedience and boldness and courage and say, I am going to do what God has called me to do? And I want you to know, I still believe that even though there are 7 billion people on the planet, that there are enough Christians. Okay, let's do some simple math, okay? If we say that 2 billion of the world's 7 billion people are rock-solid Christians. It used to be considered half of the world's population, but let's say we've lost a little bit of ground. How long would it take us if each one of us won 4 people to Jesus Christ? Well, it's very simple. If we won 4 people in a year, we could reach all 7 billion people. See, the problem isn't a lack of execution on God's part. The problem is a lack of obedience on the part of the people of God, not really knowing, hey, God formed me for an eternal purpose. He's equipped me and he's with me. A lot of times fear will prevent us from stepping out and walking in obedience. I want to challenge you today. Don't let fear rule your life. Let faith in the God who is walking with you, whether it's in the fire, like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whether it was walking through the Red Sea like he did with the children of Israel, no matter what you are going through, if he has to come walking to you on the water, he will do that because you are not to be governed by fear. You are to be governed by faith in the living God. God bless you. You have a marvelous day. You are known by God, and you can have a difference in this world. See you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
the truth.